This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, folks. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvini Braj.
And Jeff Sandhu.
It's the best of Biz Bytes, where we're looking back at some of the highlights of this year's shows. Today's topic is work culture. We've had sick days and whether or not they are dead. WhatsApp groups as part of company policy after a local telco company employee was fired because they left a WhatsApp group. Mm-hmm. Now, it's all about how and could mental health be addressed better at your workplace.
Yeah, so, you know, in our special Enterprise Biz Bytes, we talk about some of the highlights of the year, but we also want to talk about some of the pressing issues of the year. And one of the things that we did was mental health and how could it be addressed better at your workplace. We did this on World Mental Health Day on the 10th of October because entrepreneurs, they suffer from mental illness at a higher rates than the average, citizen, right? So according to a study by Michael Freeman, who's a psychiatrist and a psychologist and also a former CEO who serves at the faculty of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco, which is a school of medicine, entrepreneurs are 50% more likely to report having mental health condition, with some specific conditions being more prevalent among other founders. A whopping 72% of entrepreneurs surveyed self-reported mental health concern. So it is a big, I guess, concern all around the world. Some places, it's even taboo to talk about mental health at workplaces. So we got in touch with Jesse Chong, the co-founder of Headspace in SS15. And also we had David Rocco, who was in the studio earlier to do a show with the Weekend team. And we asked him because, you know, we grew up watching all, you know, the reality TV-based shows about the kitchens, right? Yeah. And it's actually a business at the end of the day. Yeah. And we just asked him about, like, you know, how does it work? How does it feel like working in this stressful environment? So this was our discussion then.
It starts with, whether or not you've ever taken a mental health day from work. And some of these stats are taken from the US, but they are relevant across the board, I feel. So according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, approximately one in five adults in the US, that's 46.6 million people, experiences mental illness in a given year. That means it's highly likely that you or someone you know is suffering and needs help. Now, because of its prevalence, mental health issues have a significant impact on the workplace. Research shows that mental disorders, particularly depression, have a profound effect on business productivity, even greater than physical disorders. In fact, serious mental illness costs the US $193.2 billion in lost earnings per year. Mental health issues are also the single greatest cause of worker disability in the US. Whilst these statistics are disturbing, studies show that they are even worse for entrepreneurs. It's time for entrepreneurs to acknowledge the risks, eliminate the stigma, and take preventative action around mental health. So just listen to some of these statistics. According to research, entrepreneurs are twice as likely to suffer from depression, six times more likely to suffer from ADHD, three times more likely to suffer from substance abuse, and 10 times more likely to suffer from bipolar disorder. Shocking facts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not just alarming, they're downright scary. And the question is, why do entrepreneurs have a higher propensity to experience mental health challenges? Some of the reasons are given as, one, stress. Not surprisingly, starting a business is incredibly stressful. Number two, isolation. Being an entrepreneur, especially a solopreneur, can be very isolating. Typically in the early stages of starting a business, you have to wear multiple hats, juggle a mountain of priorities. Number three, predisposition. According to more studies, the entrepreneur also reported having more mental illness in their immediate families than the control group. This suggests that traits that drive entrepreneurs might be inherited and linked to mental disorders.
The issue of a lot of entrepreneurs will say that when they started, they came out with a completely different idea. And then like 2 years down the road, the company that they run isn't the company that they started out with in the first place. Like we saw the story of Wag like a couple of days ago, yeah, where, you know, he started with a very idealistic sort of idea for, you know, to connect people who wanted to look after dogs. And then the company just went off on a tangent. The same thing happened. As much as we talk about people like Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook was the same thing. He wanted to have a service for few people in his university identity, and now it's become this whole other thing. He has admitted saying that it's not what he wanted to do. Twitter is the same thing. So even smaller entrepreneurs struggle with, you know, are they doing the thing that they set out to do, or are they causing more harm to people by running this company?
Right.
Or are they helping more people by hiring them, or are they causing more harm by firing them?
Right.
And all this can cause stress for entrepreneurs that normally people wouldn't think about, because you only see the success that they go through or the money they're making or whatever, but you don't see them sort of behind the scenes and the struggles they have to put up with running this organization or company.
You know, because there is a stigma around mental health. It creates an environment of fear and silence that prevents people from getting treatment. And the first way to stop the stigma around mental illness and entrepreneurs is to start talking about it by having open conversations about mental health. You know, you can raise awareness and educate the entrepreneurial community, including people like venture capitalists, investors, founders, and entrepreneurs. All of these people who are involved, highly stressed environments, you know, places where you have deadlines that after deadlines after deadline, even stuff like PR as well, which we know these people are working late into the evening, often very early to the morning, and they have to socialize. And I know a whole bunch of people who work in PR. Outwardly, they are wonderful. They're some of the most outgoing people you know, but you, the minute they get back home, they are like in a shell. You know, they just want to clam up. They don't want to talk. And it's nothing, there's nothing wrong with them physically. It's that they've worn themselves out.
You know? Just like very simple question. Do you guys wear headphones when you go home?
Rarely.
Yeah, why?
Because I wear them all day.
Yeah, so because you're doing it at work. So you have to put on that work face. So when you go home, you want to just like, you know, you want to settle into a home environment.
Yeah.
Putting on headphones feels like you are at work.
Correct.
So same thing for me. I try to listen to less sounds when I'm out of the office, even though I'm not doing it actively. I try to, you know, sort of settle into a milder sort of
quieter
sort of groove. I think they do the same thing. Like entrepreneurs, the same thing. People, employees do the same thing. They have to separate work and life, and when you're not able to do that, then they struggle with things like mental health issues.
And that's the issue as well, in the sense that, you know, even if your organization has, you know, like gives you a very strict time, 9 to 5, and then from 5 onwards you go back home, you don't need to bring work home and stuff. But that separation between, you know, mental health or any kind of issues around it can also kind of spill over to after working hours. So, you know, most entrepreneurs and, you know, most people, they would have, you know, their families, and, you know, you may have, you know, problems within the household itself, you know, whether it's challenges between parents, siblings, loved ones, spouses, kids, you know, so you have all these kind of worries or challenges that will you have to face after working hours as well, right? So, you know, the issues sometimes on mental health, it could be caused by work stress, right? And no one else is better to understand your work stress than your colleagues itself, right? The people who you work around. And I think, you know, it is really good if you actually have some sort of, you know, maybe once a month to have a meal with your team and, you know, have that ability where you can talk, because you may not realize this, but you may not be alone.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
That you're not alone.
Not alone.
Yeah. If the moment people start communicating, then it just snowballs. You get like, oh, this person's having this problem. This person feels the same way. And then you suddenly realize that most people around you are going through their own struggles and their own issues, but nobody talks about it because they feel they're the only one who has the problem.
I think a lot of what we're discussing here as well is part of the issue why mental health had become such an issue for the longest time is that there was this whole thing about you keep your home life at home, you know, and you don't discuss it when you come to work. You just come, you do your work, and you go home. But as work life has changed, and the way in which we communicate has changed, and the closer that we become has changed, we are starting to have those discussions at work. Because we're not just colleagues, a lot of us. We're friends as well.
Yeah, like me and you, Rich, we've been working together for nearly 10 years.
Yes.
And like, you know, how can I just still consider you as a colleague?
Right.
It's more of a friend. Yeah. So, yeah, it's that line has blurred, and we need to speak up.
Indeed.
And yeah, like, you know, I don't think much has changed as well in terms of mental health. It still is a taboo in many areas, but at least, you know, it was nice of to had that discussion and sparked some discussion of it. Mm. I remember right after that day, I went out for a dinner meeting with a fellow friend who's a CEO. And I asked, you know, one of the first questions I asked him was like, how are you addressing mental health at your workplace? And he was taken aback because he thought it was just a regular catch-up. But he then realized there were so many kind of loopholes in addressing mental health mm-hmm. that he never thought of, which then he, you know, started to proceed like doing, you know, a monthly lunch with the team. And, you know, so that you got the team to gather, sit down and discuss and talk just about anything but work.
Right? It feels like those doors, especially here in Malaysia, have slowly started to open up. Yeah, people are now talking a little bit more openly about it.
Finally.
Yeah, which is a good thing. We need to take a break, folks. We've got one more segment coming up where we'll be talking about the four-day work week, a topic that we love here on BizBytes. We'll be back in just a moment or two here on Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.